person's strengths are often their biggest weaknesses. And so that also means that their weaknesses can be their strengths. I am weak.
It all starts when you hear that alarm in the morning. That moment when you have a choice. You can either stay asleep in the comfort and warmth of your bed, or you can get up, you can get out, and you can go and get some done. Just getting out of bed early and moving your body can do so much for the rest of your day.
But I don't accept that. I don't accept that I am what I am and that is what I'm doomed to be. No, I don't accept that. I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping and I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win. Some days I don't.
I get up every morning and I get going. I love training in the mornings. It's hard to start with, but after a while you learn to love it. It's the only place where I can really get away. Get away from all the madness, all the problems of the day-to-day, all the noise, all the distractions. A place where it's just me and me and nothing else.
Dreams come true, but the reality of all that is sacrifice, and those dreams quickly become nightmares. Those nightmares are where our demons lie. That's the domain in which they know we don't want to go into all those early mornings. It wakes up all these things that we failed at, past childhood trauma. Those demons are in those nightmares. That's what keeps us from accomplishing our dreams. But you're going in there, and when the backs are turned, you can rear naked choke out. That's the mentality you must have, and always have. Stay hard.
Whenever you train, there's always two people involved. There's you, and that voice inside that's always trying to hold you back. That voice that when things get tough and hard is telling you to give up. People have this internal battle every single day, not just in the gym, but in everyday life. But the problem is, that voice inside always wins.
You only have so much energy in your life. You only have so much focus in your life. You only have so much ability in your life to choose what you're going to do and what you're going to be and what your identity and your self-image is going to be. And when you choose to be one of these victims who thinks there's an Olympics out there for the saddest mother story, that means you have no room to move forward.
Everyone goes through moments of doubt and despair. So you need something to protect your mindset against that loop because it will chip away at you. And the belief is very simple. You don't do things that don't serve you.
You have no room for dreams. You have no room for aspirations. You have no room for the actions that lead to those aspirations because you're so busy filling your mind with the bad it's happened to you already in life that you have zero chance moving forward.
But each and every day, I get back up and I move forward. With my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws. As I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
But if you want to begin to move into your own personal greatness, if you want to begin to really enjoy a happy, successful, healthy life,
You've got to be willing to go against the tide. You've got to be willing to harness your will and say, in spite of this, I'm in control here. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me.
The gym for me is a way to train and beat that voice down throughout the day. If I can push through when I'm training, even when he's screaming at me to give up, when he's talking in the day, I'm prepared to beat him down. Then, because I've beaten him down, I'm more equipped to deal with him throughout the day.
I'm coming back, and I'll be stronger and better because of it. You have got to make a declaration. This is what you stand for. You're standing up for your dreams. You're standing up for peace of mind. You're standing up for health. You want it, and you're going to go all out to have it. It's not going to be easy when you want to change. It's not easy. If it were, in fact, easy, everybody would do it. But if you're serious, you'll go all out. You don't think everybody out there has a sad story of some sort? Fuck, dude. Everybody has hard they gotta go through. There's not a single fucking successful person on this planet that hasn't gone through their version of really fucking hard shit. And the fact that I see so many people create their identities around creating sympathy for whatever their issues might be honestly disgusts me to the core. That's not what you're supposed to be about.
When I go to work and get in the office, I've got to be in a peak state. Because as soon as I sit in that chair and answer that phone, I'm going to have problems to deal with. I honestly think if more people trained their mind in this way to deal with that negative, they'd be more successful in anything they do. They'd be able to talk to more people, help more people. People would start looking at them as a leader.
So what's it gonna be, man? Are you gonna sit there for the rest of your life and talk about all the hard that's happened? Learn what you need to learn from the things that have happened to you and move the fuck on.
One of the main reasons people ain't happy ain't because of the way others feel about them or what other people are saying about them, but it's how they feel about themselves and what they're saying about themselves. Smile. Look on the bright side. You're alive for f***'s sake. You're breathing. That in itself should be enough to make you smile. You've only got one life. So live it.
Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue is going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up!
You know who has a plan B? There's the loop. That's a fact, okay? Every single person that wins big, every single person that you look at, every single person that you're inspired by, every single person that you aspire to be like, they only have one plan, and that is they are gonna win or they are gonna die trying.
That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.